Well, hi again, everybody. We are live from the Antlers on a stormy, snowy Monday night. We're back to winter here in Sault Ste. Marie. Those of you listening online tonight who are not here in the Sioux, we've had quite a bit of wind and snow in the last 12 to 24 hours, and we've picked up maybe 10 inches of snow here altogether. But hey, it's winter, and March is coming in like the proverbial lion here. And speaking of proverbial lions, Lakers played like lions on the weekend, did a great job, picked up three of a possible 4 points against a very good Northern Michigan team here at Able Arena. And it was just a great weekend, Damon. Damon Witten with us here, and I thought that was pretty darn good. Three out of 4 points, moved up within, stayed within two of Bemidji. The great thing there is Bemidji's got two games with Minnesota State in Mankato this weekend. Lakers go for two at Ferris State. If we can get some points, we're going to finish sixth in the standings.
Well, yeah, we have the tiebreaker, and that's certainly the goal. You know, I mean, it'd be nice to make that. I think for what we're trying to build and what we're trying to do, that's certainly a great goal. And obviously, we don't totally control our own destiny. And it's funny, you look at the standings, almost every game means so much. Everybody who's playing each other is still fighting for either conference championship, home ice, or, you know, our spot to get to six. So every series is going to be extremely competitive, and that's probably very fitting for our league because every night is. And, you know, a tremendous weekend for us. And boy, I thought in overtime, the finish overtime, we had a couple of very good chances as well to finish that up. And that would have been a huge weekend to win it in overtime and really finish with a huge points. But the Capo Cup on the line, you know, a tremendous job for our guys. You know, I didn't love our start Friday. And Saturday there, we spotted them a two-goal lead in a couple minutes between them. But I really like the way we finished games. And, you know, even on Friday night there, our third period, we just really didn't give anything up. And really love the way we finished games and stick with it. So really proud of the troops. And we got a lot of individual performance to talk about here today. But a huge weekend, an important weekend, not only in a rivalry sense, but just for what we're trying to do. You obviously always want to go into playoffs playing good hockey. And now we've won three of our last four. And, you know, power play is going, penalty kill has been very strong. So a lot of good things are going on, and now it's up to us to make sure that, you know, that doesn't get to us. We got to stay with that and continue to grow.
Yeah, we had a lot of very good individual performances in both those games. We talked before the game on Saturday at what a strong game senior Bryce Schmidt had on Friday, and he did. He had a goal. He played really well. He was very noticeable out there. Good physical game, handled the puck well. A lot of guys played well, though, and I think the number one thing to talk about here out of those two games is Gordy Dayfield and the goaltending, because he was spectacular, especially on Friday night in the second period and then throughout that game, a third period, couple breakaways on him on Saturday night with a score tied at two, and he stopped them. He did what he's supposed to do, but he really did a great job.
Well, I like where you started too with Bryce Schmidt. I thought their goal on Friday night to get the first goal, and, you know, scored by a senior, assisted by a senior on senior weekend. You know, what a huge momentum shift and boost for us. So that was a huge goal by Bryce. And, you know, we'd love to be able to continue to get that secondary scoring from some of our guys as they did on Friday night. But huge goal, big momentum, and just a great play. You know, we watched some clips today of what we tried to do. We haven't played a lot of teams lately who are more of a traditional man-on-man like Northern Michigan, but I thought we really did a good job. And Rich and Doug, you know, really in a short over the last couple of weeks have really tried to grow our offensive zone abilities and dynamic play there. So they've done a tremendous job, both with the D and the forwards, to generate more offense, and that certainly happened in that play. We kind of ran a high scissor play. Bryce Schmidt beat his guy back to net front, and we had a great shot to the net, and with Bryce there all alone to tip it in for the big goal. So that was good. And as you moved on to, Gordy Dayfield was tremendous. I thought it was a phenomenal goalie battle all weekend long. You know, they probably really matched each other save for save. And, you know, Friday night in the first period, I thought Dahlstrom was phenomenal to keep it a closer game than what it could have been or should have been. And then you flip it second period, Gordy Dayfield was outstanding to keep us in the cushion and the lead. And then, as you mentioned, we gave up way too much offensively on Saturday, two or three breakaways. And, you know, it came a little bit because we were trying to push a little bit in the offensive zone and get that game-tying goal. And then we got away from things a little bit there. But Gordy was equal to the task. And those are just such huge saves, you know, the timeliness of those and just the confidence it brings to your team when he's playing like that. So it was a huge weekend for Gordy, and we know how good he is and can be. So it was great to see him back on top of his game.
Yeah, you look at these guys too. They're playing so much better right now than they were even a month ago, and certainly much better than we were early in the season. You look at where we are in the standings right now. Wouldn't you just love to have those two games with Alabama Huntsville from early in the season back?
Yeah, and I don't know that we're playing so much better. Again, I think we look at that little that tough stretch, but it was two games with Mankato, two with Michigan Tech, and all four of those on the road, two with Bowling Green. So I think you've got to look at the opponents and see that those top teams are the top teams for a reason, and that's where we're trying to get to. And the goal we have is to be able to play with them and get our wins there as well. So I'm not sure there's a huge difference in our play. Our special teams, mostly our power play has been chipping in lately, so that's been a big difference as well. Our penalty kill has been strong through most of that. So I don't think it's been a huge difference in what we're doing, but I think our opponents, have been more teams around us. And we're a pretty good team, and we can play with everybody around us, and we're still, learning and trying to match up with those top teams, and we've got to do a good job because we're going to have a matchup like that in the first round of the playoffs. So that's a little bit of a difference there. And but we like where we're at, and then again, we like where we're headed, and we think we can play with these teams and have a successful run here.
Yeah, a lot of interesting things came out of those two games too. Saturday night, I thought Diego Cuglietta was really good the whole game. He was in the, I like to watch how he goes into the dirty areas, as we call it. He'll get in front of the net. He's not the biggest guy in the world, but he's fearless in around that goal. I thought he got rewarded with a great play. That was a tremendous goal. I saw the replay on it on WCHA TV later, and it was even better than I saw it when I watched
Live.
it the first time. It was a great play, and I thought he got rewarded. I thought Anthony Nellis, he could have won that game right at the end of regulation. One of their better defensemen, Jordan Klimek, put it right on his stick in a
Yeah,
slot, and
turnover.
he shot it. And
Good
it was a
shot.
good
Yeah,
shot,
good shot. Good
but a
save.
great save by Dahlstrom. There were so many good chances there. I thought Gage Terrell was really good in both games, and Mitch Holtz played really well Saturday night, and then he had an empty net goal to salt it away on Friday night. It was a good weekend for a lot of these players.
Yeah, it was. We played up and we played well, and you mentioned Anthony Nellis. We spent time with him throughout the week, really challenging him. We thought his last couple of weeks he hasn't been where we expect him to be, and more from a physical standpoint and a 50-50 battle standpoint. And I thought he really responded, and he was tremendous. The goal on WCHA TV, I wish they rewound it another 5, 8 seconds like that, because you just see the tail end, the last pass and a half there. But Gage Terrell made a phenomenal pass on a line rush. He hit CJ Hayes, and I'm not sure how CJ Hayes was able to go backdoor to Diego, but a great net drive by Diego. And like you said, he got rewarded. He's been playing not at 100% up until this weekend, and he's finally back to 100% there. So we were glad to get him back, and he's so important for our faceoffs as well. And he hasn't been able to take draws for a couple of weeks up until this weekend. So he was good. Gage Terrell, not only is he scoring and contributing offensively, but he plays with an edge and bite to his game. I think he had about 10, 12 hits on the weekend. So he brings just an overall, total element to our team. You mentioned Draplick, I thought was very good. You can see he's back in full game shape. And another guy I think that's back to his best play of the season is Owen Hedrick. He was very good for us early. He suffered through some injuries and maybe a little bit of a freshman wall there for a little bit. And now Owen, I thought, was really at a different level this weekend again. His confidence is back up. His skating's good again. He's 100%, and you can really see it. So there were some really good individual performances, and that's obviously important as you're moving into playoff
Yeah,
hockey.
I thought defensively those were your probably your top two guys. Ryan Renz did a really good job Friday night, and I thought Chatham had a good game there on Friday. We struggled a little bit though, and I know there was one thing that was a little bit disconcerting to the coaching staff and probably to a lot of fans. We gave a couple of breakaways to Northern there in the third period. They kind of sneaked behind us and got away, and Gordy saved our bacon.
Yeah, and that was partially, like I said, we were pushing a little bit, trying to tie the game, and what we were trying to do offensively in the offensive zone to generate a little bit more because of their man-on-man, and they like to pack it in. We were trying to pull coverage away from their net and play a little bit higher, player out in the perimeter, and so once that happens, there's got to be a read between the forward and defenseman when they run that high scissor play, and that we have a coverage for it. And on one of them, we just had guys that they pivoted outside the dots. It opened up the middle. One was a little bit of a puck management decision. So yeah, that was a little bit too loose, more than you want. But like I said, when they come down and Gordy makes that saves, it's just a huge boost of confidence for our players, and we really responded in front of Gordy for it.
Yeah, Northern Michigan's got some good players too. They're a pretty good, solid hockey team. Great goaltender. I think Dahlstrom's very, very good. He's got quick feet. That line of Nowick, Schein, Hansen, they can dominate when they're out there. I think they kind of got worn out though. By the end of the game Saturday night, they've been out there on power play, PK, double shifting an awful lot because they're the top line. I think they kind of got tired there, and they were really looked tired in the overtime.
Well, they're good. I mean, two of those guys are top three in scoring, and, you know, Dahlstrom's up there. He hadn't lost a game all year. You know, that was his first loss of the year on Friday night. We're the only team to beat Dahlstrom. And, you know, I mentioned a lot before the week, you know, we had Bemidji coming here. They were one of the hottest teams in the country. And Michigan Tech was hot. Now Northern Michigan was on a hot streak. So, you know, we played some teams, some good teams that have been on a roll, and we've been right there with them. So we've been encouraged by that aspect of it. And again, you know, we can play with anybody. We can beat anybody. It takes, you know, our whole team together and playing the right way. But, you know, we really like this team. We like where we're at. Our seniors just walked into the restaurant here, and they've done a tremendous job of leading this program and trying to get us where we're trying to go. So we're excited about, you know, this weekend down to Ferris and then into playoff hockey where anything can happen. And then we really want to go on a run, keep playing this well.
Yeah, we should make mention that Damon's going to get out of here early tonight. We'll move some of the players in the second half of the show tonight. We've got Rich Mitro and Doug Holliva here if we need to get another coaching aspect of things for us too. But not a big crowd tonight, as you might expect with the nasty weather we've got outside, but a pretty good crew for the Antlers here, and they are a great sponsor of this program. We want you to remember that and come on down and support the Antlers as well. We're going to take a break here, our first one of the night. We'll be back. We'll talk more right after this on ESPN 1400. All righty, we are back at the Antlers live on a Monday evening. Bill Crawford along with the head coach of the Lakers, Damon Whitten, coming off a three-point weekend against Northern Michigan here in the Sioux, going down to Ferris State this weekend. Before we leave this past weekend, though, let's talk a little bit about the Coppel Cup. I think that's the first time in four seasons the Lakers have won that thing from Northern Michigan, and it's a big deal. Got a great photo here of all the guys happy with winning that cup at the end of the game on Saturday night. And it is a big deal. It's a rivalry against our closest team to us in the UP. And we get the big take home the hardware.
Well, bragging rights are always important, you know. And these UP rivalries are intense and they're important. And, you know, they're two towns with certainly a lot of mutual respect, but also, you know, a lot of pride between them. So, yeah, it was tremendous, you know, and that's a program, you know, Walt's been there a long time there, and it's something we want to make sure. I know we're a couple games under in the series, or, you know, the point totals for it, and then we want to flip that, you know. We want to make sure that shifts back the other way. So, you know, really excited for our seniors to get that win. They came in with a win, and they're going out with a win. And, you know, one of the things we asked them to do when we got here a couple of years ago was to leave the program in a better place when they got here. And, you know, hopefully they feel good about that. I'm sure you guys will talk a little bit about some of the process they've gone through. But, you know, that's certainly a big part of it, of winning your rivalries and you know, taking advantage of those opportunities. There's not a lot of chances you get to win a cup or, you know, a championship like last year in Florida. So anytime you get that, there's a little extra motivation. And it was great for us to get that done.
Yeah, he did a good job, and always nice to win the trophy when there's one on the line. Let's hope we can do a little bit more yet this season. The way we're playing, we could pull the big upset in the playoffs. That's what we're looking at right now. We got a question from fans here tonight that kind of comes off the Coppel Cup. How about playing some sort of Uper Cup now that Michigan Tech, Northern Michigan, and the Lakers are all in the same league together? Is there a way to do something like that? We had that Superior Cup a few years ago where Duluth was also involved, and that went on for about 4 or 5 years, and then Duluth put an end to it.
Yeah, no, I think it'd be tremendous. And, you know, we've tossed it around a little bit. The one area of difficulty is that we don't always play each other four times per year, so there might be some years in there where it's unbalanced, you know. And then Northern and us obviously played the two games non-conference this year. You know, sometimes it might happen where you get your four, so I'm sure there's a way we could figure it out and do that. But I think it'd be, you know, a great way to build more of the rivalry. I'm not sure it always needs more build up and things like that, but you know, we'll have to give Mel a call and then see what he says about getting a cup going and get the rivalry even more heated than it is.
Yeah, I think that Coppel Cup, Northern's won it 14 times now, and with the win on the weekend, the Lakers have won it 9 times, and I think that's the history on that cup since Father Coppel put it into place many, many years ago. Some of the other things to talk about here tonight, we've got some questions from fans. let me see. We've got recruits. We had recruits on campus this weekend. Are those guys for next season, or are they a few years out, or what?
Oh, we had a lot, so I gotta think of who all is here. It was a busy weekend that way, which is good. You know, I mean, and obviously, you know, one fear you have when you bring kids in on spring break is your student section's gone, so it adds a little bit of you know, of a different element into your arena. But I thought our fans were tremendous this weekend, so I know they had a great time. And obviously winning games, or, you know, the exciting finish there with overtime and the chances there at the end was a great way to end it. So I know they really enjoyed it. One of the kids was potential for next year. Some of the other guys were a little bit younger guys and a little bit down the road. So it was a good weekend. It just kind of worked out well that they happened to be off on a Saturday. And there's not a lot these days. You don't get kids in for games very often anymore. It used to be, you know, 10 years ago or a little bit more than that, that you would, you'd almost always, it wouldn't be, you'd just find a way to get them for a game, and their junior coaches were okay with them missing their own game to make it up, to see the environment, to see the plays. But now the junior leagues are so competitive, and in terms of, you know, jobs, and if you're losing hockey games in junior hockey, it's not a developmental league anymore. There's jobs on the line. So it's much more rare for, you know, recruits to see hockey games these days. So when you can do it, you certainly want to take advantage of it. And we were able to this weekend.
You know, special teams on the weekend, I think you hit on that a few minutes ago, but we went 2 for 8 on the power play, 1 for 3 Friday night, 1 for 5 on Saturday night. Held Northern to 1 power play goal in however many chances they had. It wasn't a lot, but our PK is outstanding. We are in the top 10 in the nation. Northern is too. They're a little bit ahead of us. At least they were. I think we probably flip-flopped with them. And I was comparing stuff with Ferris State today. Our power play is a little bit better than Ferris State's, and our PK is definitely better than Ferris State's, although they have players who have a lot more points than any of our leaders do. So it's kind of a funny situation there. But our PK and power play are pretty good right now, doing a good job.
Well, special teams is a huge part of the game, and you know, I think you know, we've talked a lot about it as well. Early in the season, our penalty kill, you know, going out to Portland, the Michigan State series, I thought early on, you know, I wasn't sure if we could kind of handle the pro style that Doug brought in, and I was really concerned about it. And unfortunately, you know, we stayed with it, and they've done a tremendous job. But you know, they've been good after that first month or so. It's been tremendous, and our numbers would be, you know, probably top 5, top 3 if we didn't have a little bit of a tough start when you're learning a whole new system, and we kind of found out our personnel a little bit and repped into it. So they've done a tremendous job, and even to Saturday night, they get a little bit of a fortunate bounce. We had a good shot blocked by one of our defensemen, and, you know, as luck would have it, it drops right to Nowick, who knows what to do with it, right on the back door. So they're able to capitalize, but I like the last 3-4 games. You know, we've been able to score a power play goal every game. 2 or 3 of those have been for game winners. You know, Jake Hand had a big one for the game winner once again. And it's critical. If you can get that one power play goal and do a good job in the penalty kill, you have a chance to win hockey games. And those guys have done a tremendous job for us.
This weekend, we get out of Ferris State. That won't be an easy task. We haven't won in there since 2008. We had a tie in 2011. They've kind of had their way with the Lakers in recent years, but we split with them here earlier this season. I think our confidence should be good right now. It's a tough little barn to play in some ways, but for a lot of our guys, it's kind of like going back to junior hockey. You got the low ceiling and the small ice and the tight crowd, but it'll be fun, and there'll be a test, but we're kind of up to things right now.
Yeah, you know, and that's something we, on our Mondays, we kind of start talking about the week ahead, and certainly the personnel of the opposing team, and you know, the environment you're playing in. Certainly at Michigan Tech for Winter Carnival, you talked about that crowd. You know, it's going to be interesting to see. They start their spring break on Friday, just like we had this weekend. So, you know, we'll see how their student section is and their crowd. I'd imagine Friday will still be pretty good. And then Saturday, it might pop down and die a little bit there. So it'll be interesting. But it is. It's a little bit of a different environment in terms of a college atmosphere because of their rink and their facility. But it's a loud place. They've got the low roof. The student section's right behind our own goal. And so I know it can be a very difficult place to play in. But, you know, most of our upperclassmen, all of our upperclassmen have played there, and we know what to expect. And the other thing about a game, everything happens so quick. They have the small neutral zone, kind of the narrow corners, and everything gets put to the net in that place, and it makes for a very, really an uncomfortable game. Everything, the urgency is ratcheted up, and everything becomes a little bit more dangerous all over the ice.
Yeah, and they're coming off a couple of losses down at Bowling Green. In fact, BG had 2 of the 3 players of the week this weekend for their effort. They had Mitch McLean, the offensive player of the week, the sophomore forward, had 4 points, 2 goals and 2 assists. And then they had the rookie of the week in Stephen Bayless, who had a game winner on Friday and finished with a goal and two assists on the weekend. The defensive player of the week, just FYI, Graham McCormick, the defenseman from Bemidji State. He had four assists in the game on Saturday night, finished with 6 points on the weekend. Again, an offensive display by a defenseman, but he gets defensive player of the week for that effort. But that doesn't matter. We're more concerned with victories at this point, trying to get points, as we said at the outset tonight. Lakers pick up a couple of points this weekend, and if Bemidji has a tough time at Mankato, which is very, very possible, Lakers own the tiebreaker there. We can finish in sixth place here.
Well, that's something, you know, we take a lot of pride in. You know, our trips to Alaska, you go 3-1, and then all the teams, again, around us, we own the majority of the tiebreakers there. So that's positive for sure. And again, we don't totally control our own destiny, but again, our only focus is going down and finding a way to win a hockey game on Friday night. And, you know, from there, you'll see what happened around the league and see where we stand. And it makes your strategy going into Saturday night a little more peculiar, because you know what's going on, you know what you might need, and see what, obviously there's some central time zone start, so that'll determine a little bit, but it might play into the way you finish a game, whether it's a tie game or, you know, you have a lead, whatever it is, you might have to be prepared to do something a little bit differently, to go for a win or get the extra point or things like that. So, you know, you'll be watching that going into Saturday night, but none of that matters a whole lot if you don't take care of business Friday night. And, you know, you mentioned Ferris, they've got a couple of good players, their upperclassmen and Mayhew, Corey Mack, and the freshmen's having a tremendous year. You know, they found their starter in Nat and Smith, and he's been their go-to guy for quite a while. So, you know, it's another great challenge on the road, and we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, and they're in a situation where they need points. Northern actually moved ahead of them into that battle for fourth place in a final home ice playoff spot by a point. Northern's got Tech home and home, and then we've got Ferris State and Bowling Green's playing down in Huntsville. So, you know, they're kind of looking at the standings themselves. They'll be ready to play on Friday.
Yeah, well, like I said, any series, there's something on the line everywhere. And obviously, you know, you're watching them in the Mankato series and Bemidji. You know, Mankato's playing. They're only 2 points up. Michigan Tech is in the best place, best shape for the pairwise in the NCAA tournament. So they've got a ton on the line to maintain a place in the NCAA tournament without the auto bid. And so their series with Northern Michigan, that, to me, that's going to be really interesting to watch how that plays out. You know, Northern's played so well, and obviously that's home and home. So you got the small sheet to the big sheet. But again, you know, Tech's playing for that NCAA berth, so they're going to be ready to roll and playing hard. So they're going to be fun series all around to watch. And again, none of it matters if we don't take care of our own business. And so we're excited. We had a good day today on the ice, a little bit of an abbreviated day still this late in the year. Tomorrow we'll get some good work done on the ice, and then again we'll be fairly short throughout the week, and you're just, you know, trying to peak up for that puck drop on Friday night.
You know, one thing we haven't really talked about that I thought was very impressive Saturday night, you go down 2-0. I know it's first period, but you're down 2-0 to a pretty good team that had dominated at times on Friday night in play, especially in the second period, but you came back. You got the power play goal at a gauge late in the first period. And then it became a game, and Diego tied it up in the third. And we actually could have won that game about four times in that overtime period, too, especially in the last 30 to 35 seconds of that overtime.
Yeah, like I said, you really like the response of the team. I mean, there's a little adversity there, and certainly a big momentum shift. We gave up the two goals in, I think, 3 or 4 minutes, something like that. So, you know, there was a little thing to fight through there, but our response was good. We stayed with what we do, did a good job. The power play goal, obviously, was a big momentum shift to kick back in. There were some timely saves in there by Gordy throughout the whole thing. And then the rush goal was so good. You know, there's sometimes a tie feels like a loss. Sometimes a tie feels like a win. And I think for that game a little bit, because you trailed, you feel like, hey, maybe it's more of a win. But I thought with the overtime, having those three great A's, you know, in the last minute and a half where we controlled play, the tie actually kind of felt like a loss because we had those chances to finish there. So there's a little bit of a, you know, you're not quite as excited as you might have been. And boy, a couple of just great looks there late. And I thought our guys did a tremendous job to finish that game. So it was a good feel to it.
And I think they showed a lot of energy in the overtime, too. I mean, it looked to me like Tech's top line there, Northern's top line got a little bit tired, but I thought we had good energy level. We were all over them there in that final minute.
Yeah, they had, you know what, they had the first shift, they had a chance there too, or a shot,
yes,
or two, and then from there on, you know, we had the puck in their zone almost two straight minutes, and that's where we were generating chance after chance. And you know, but I liked our team. You know, they're a good team, and then they're sitting up in fourth place. But you know, I like our team. When you go 3-1 in a season series, you know, that says something about where we're coming from and where we're at. And you know, because they play those top guys so lines against them, and it kept us fresh, and that showed in the end there.
Okay, we're going to take a break, our second of the night. When we come back, we'll get a couple of players in here, at least one at a time, and we'll hear from some Laker hockey players right after this on the Laker Hockey Show on ESPN 1400. All righty, we are back live at the Antlers on a snowy Monday evening in Sault Ste. Marie. We got the hockey team with us down here tonight, some great Laker fans and Blue Liners, etc. And we hope you're enjoying listening to this show tonight. Eric Drapluck joining us now. He is a senior out of Pembroke Pines, Florida. And Eric missed a lot of games this year and has just rounded back into shape, I would think, at this point. I thought you played really well on this past weekend, and it's been picking up for you. It's been obvious that it took a while to get the rust off after not playing so long. But let's talk a little bit about your senior season to this point and this big three-point weekend against Northern.
Yeah, you know, obviously I had the injury earlier in the year, so I missed 2 or 3 months there. But definitely been bouncing back. It's been a little process to come back and get in that game shape. So feeling good day by day. You know, every weekend gets better and better. So just trying to produce a little bit of offense. But other than that, I think my game's been pretty good so far.
Yeah, I think it's tough too. You know, you don't – it's your senior year. You want to play a lot. I'm sure when you came back in the fall that you were fired up to play every game. And then all of a sudden you've got the lower body injury there and you're out for 17 games. And that makes it – that senior year kind of takes a little of the luster off.
Yeah, for sure. You definitely want to have a really good season your last year to make that pro push. But unfortunately, I got injured. But, you know, kind of just got to go with it and stay positive and work your way through it and do what you can.
Yeah, huge weekend here. We win the Coppell Cup. It's the first time since you were a freshman that we've taken that hardware home. And it was a good effort. I mean, we got down 2-0 Saturday night. And there's times this season when that might have led to some really bad things for us, but it didn't. We bounced back, played really well. Probably could have won that game in the overtime.
Yeah, for sure. Every time you get a chance to win a trophy in college, it's a fun thing to do. And obviously to win it, it's even better. So, you know, we had that. We were down 2-0 there on Saturday. But, you know, we came back and stayed positive and battled through it and almost got an OT. But we didn't. But we still got the win, which is good. So.
Yeah, is it tough? Like, one of the things you got to do when you're not playing, obviously, you're not making trips, you're not traveling with the guys, you're still down there with everybody. Everybody's probably feeling bad for you, but you're at home listening or watching on the internet while the guys are playing away in that first half of the season.
Yeah, for sure it's tough. You always want to be out there with the teammates and watching the guys go through the battles and the wins and the losses. You know, you always want to be a part of it, but sometimes you can't be, and you just got to stay positive and battle through it.
Big weekend for us. We got a big one coming up, too, though. It's a final season, final regular season series down at Ferris State. Seems like we play down there a lot to end seasons. To me, in the past 8 or 10 years, we've done this a lot. There have been a few seasons we have not played them there. So that misleading stat about 2008 being the last time we've won there, that is the last time we won a game at Ferris. But there have been about 3 years in there where we did not play at Ferris State during a given season. So we got something to prove here. They've got something to prove because they want to finish in fourth place and get home ice in the playoffs. They're out of that picture right now. Northern moved ahead of them. They'll be playing hard. We'll certainly be playing hard. We want points. We can finish sixth right now.
Yeah, for sure. The standings are huge right now. These are two huge games going on in Ferris, and they've had a number of these last 3 years since I've been here that we've been there. You know, the crowd and the small rink definitely has gotten to us, but you know, I think this year we've had the last couple weekends and we've been playing well, so I think we can go in there and get at least 2 points.
Now, I know one of the series you'll remember very nicely would be a couple of years ago there when we went in and we needed to get a win to get into the playoff situation, and we did not. We lost twice to them, 2-1 both games, and we played really well. I mean, we gave it everything we had. They were a pretty much of a loaded team at that time, one of the first-place teams in our league. In fact, they went on a long way in the NCAA tournament that year, but we had them, and we just couldn't buy a goal. And so we got to remember that one, too.
Yeah, for sure. We thought we had them. At least we just needed 1 point. It was obviously tough going in there not making playoffs. So a couple of us have a little chip on our shoulder going in there this weekend. But, you know, they had CJ Mott back then and a lot more stud defensemen and forwards. So I think they're a little different team now. I think they're way more beatable.
Yep, I think so too. I think you're right. I'm glad to hear you say that. Now let's talk a little bit about senior night. That was a big deal this past Saturday night. Six of you make the little tour around the ice. Lake Superior probably does a bigger job on senior night than anybody in college hockey. And you know, you watch that happen for 3 years, and then it's your turn, and it happens in a hurry, doesn't it?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you watch it the first 3 years, you never think it's going to be you, and then all of a sudden it's you, and it's crazy. You don't really get a chance to sit down and really embrace it, but it's definitely a crazy night to go through, and you know, it's kind of emotional, bittersweet, because you're ready to move on, but you don't want to leave college and the boys and all the experiences you've had here.
Now, when this season's done, you're probably going to get an offer to go play somewhere, play some professional hockey here before this spring is done and out. But have you heard anything along those lines at this point?
I mean, obviously off the injury, I haven't really been having the best year I've wanted. So, I mean, it's been kind of quiet, but you know, I just got to end the season strong and hopefully I'll get something after the season.
Yeah, and I would think there is going to be a little bit of an effort there on somebody's part to pick you up too. Talk a little bit about this team and what it's meant to you. You've been here 4 years now. You've been through some low times and some good times. Talk a little bit about your Laker career, what it's meant to you to be a Laker.
I mean, it's been unbelievable. Obviously, wearing the anchor on your chest, it's something to die for. I mean, the boys and the culture has been crazy. You never think a small town like this is going to have such a huge community and hockey culture, but I came here and they changed my mind. You know, I loved it here and I wish I would never take it back, obviously. You know, so it's been a great 4 years. You know, I'm happy to leave, but I'm sad to leave as well. So,
Are you going to finish with a degree here in April?
yeah, I'll finish with the business and finance and economics.
All right. I think everybody's going to graduate, and that's a big deal too. That's, you know, when you chose college hockey, that's a big part of it. You want to get somewhere in life later on after hockey's all done. You want a degree if you're capable of doing that. That's what college hockey players seek, the degree plus the chance to play professionally when they're done and to have a great time while they're doing it. I think the great time, that kind of takes care of itself here at Lake Superior State.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, choose the college route because you want to have that degree in the back of your mind always. You know, everyone wants to play pro, obviously, at the Division One level, and you know, it's going to end eventually. So having that degree definitely helps.
Well, you know, it's good. It goes by in a hurry, though. You'll have that senior, well, you've had senior night, but you'll have the banquet coming up here at the end of the month, and then it's moving on to do other things. And you know, it's been a good 4 years. I've enjoyed watching you play.
Thanks, Bill. You know, it's been a great 4 years.
All right, Eric Drapluck joining us here. We're going to take a break. We'll move in one of the other seniors while we're breaking, and we'll be right back to the Antlers on ESPN 1400. All righty, we are back at the Antlers in downtown Sault Ste. Marie on East Portage on a snowy Monday evening. Bill Crawford joined now by Daniel Vernacci, Lakers senior forward. And big weekend this past weekend, Daniel. Senior night's always a great thing. And I know your parents were up here and they were here to see you go around the ice, and you did that. You got to play on that Saturday night game as well. It's been a tough season for you playing time wise, but I know you love the guys on this team. You're a big part of it, and it's coming down to the end of your career here at Lake Superior.
Yeah, it's weird to say, but you know, I think this place has been great for, you know, my development as a player and as a person, you know, all together. And the guys each year seem to, you know, get tighter and tighter, and you know, I've had a great time here for sure.
That game on Saturday night was really a good one too. You get down 2-0 early, come back and get a tie out of it. We could have won the game. We certainly had chances there. And Gordy Dayfield kind of kept us in it a little bit on a couple of breakaways in the third period. But it was just a good up and down game between two teams that are pretty evenly matched.
Yeah, you know, it's funny you mentioned Gordy too. He's been great down the stretch here, and he's really you know, rounding out and finding his form from last year. You know, it was great to, you know, to be able to climb back into that game and tie it up. Unfortunately, you know, we weren't able to get the win, but anytime you're able to win a trophy in college, like Eric said before, you know, it's a big opportunity, especially to do it in front of all our senior family and friends was huge.
So. Yeah, that's the last possible game at home for all of you guys who are going to be leaving, six of you out of the program at the end of this year due to graduation. Now, everybody's getting a degree. Your degree is in exercise science, right?
Yes, and a minor in coaching. Yeah, so
that's great. That's you got a little future there. Maybe turn to a coaching end of things.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they always, everyone says, you know, it's the next closest thing to playing, right? So figure I might as well, you know, give that a try. So.
And it keeps the competitive edge going as well. Some people say our coaching staff's too competitive. They spend too much time yelling at referees during the games.
I don't know. I mean, I think, you know, fury is good. I like the fire. So
yeah, you notice I stayed away from that question when Coach Whitten was up there. And that's a question that all these people out here ask every week, by the way. Senior night, big deal. You guys, I don't think anybody does it with more detail than the Lakers do. The Blue Liners get involved with that. The parents get out there. There's music that you choose. You make a circuit of the ice. You hug every one of your teammates. It's a big deal for seniors, but it's something that freshmen probably wonder what's going on. They haven't seen this before. Now, you were here, obviously, 4 years ago. You were a freshman. Watched guys like Dominic Minardo do this. Yep. It comes in a hurry to be your turn.
It does come in a hurry, like you said. You know, I still remember, you know, standing on the red line and watching those guys go by, you know, Nick McFarland, Brett Wall, and Benny Power. And, you know, year after year, it just seems like, you know, the window closes a little bit more. But still remember being a freshman and saying, you know, I got so much time, and you blink and 4 years go by and it's your turn. So it was definitely a special night, memorable night. And it was good, like I said, to, you know, bring that trophy home after it all. So.
Yeah, it's, you know, we got a picture here of everybody with the trophy. We won one in Florida last year. We get one on Saturday night. We got things to do yet. We're going to go down to Ferris State this weekend. That's a team we beat earlier this season on our ice in one of the two games. And it should be a great series here at Ferris State this weekend.
Yeah, well, they got a smaller rink there. And, you know, like Coach was saying before, they're moving into spring break now. So not too sure about the crowd. I know in recent years we've been there around the same time in the year, and their crowd's been okay. So. You know, it's you know, big points down the stretch here for sure, and we're looking to, you know, do a job when we get there for sure.
Yeah, how much attention does the team spend or pay to the standings at this point? We got a chance here if we can pick up points this weekend. If we can get into a tie situation with Bemidji, we own the tiebreaker there. We can finish ahead of them.
Yeah, I mean, you know, clinching obviously before the very last game of the season was, you know, a little bit of a breather, gave us a little bit of a breather, but you know, there's still, you know, work to do every week, and even if it's, you know, little things such as, you know, clean up our D zone or get more chances on the rush or, you know, whatever, we, you know, strive to do that week. And, you know, it's big for, you know, a young team like us to, you know, develop down the stretch and learn to close out game after game. So
yeah, talk a little bit about the team itself, how tight this group is, the camaraderie there. I mean, you're a guy who's in and out of the lineup a lot, and there are a lot of new guys on this team who are in there every game. And but still, the team gets along pretty well together, and the camaraderie's strong here.
Yeah, I think, you know, there's a lot of, you know, I look at this picture, there's a lot of respect, you know, down the line. I think, you know, guys have worked pretty hard, and you know, to a man, you know, we like to play hard every day in practice and stuff like that. So. It's good to see guys in the weight room doing extra, and, you know, it's easy to like the guys in our room for sure.
Yeah, it's been a good team this season, and it's closing out well. Things are getting better right now. I think we're playing really well right now. We took a couple of lickings there when we played Michigan Tech and Minnesota State Mankato here earlier in the season. Boy, Tech struggled this past weekend. Alaska, pretty tough when a team's back's against the wall trying to get in the playoffs to knock them off.
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously, you know, teams are going to have tough losses, and, you know, we're not – by any means, we're not perfect, but, you know, I don't think anyone really strives for perfection. I guess, you know, it's more about excellence at this point. I think we've done a good job of progressing as a team from where we started in September to where we are now.
I'm excited
for the future of Laker hockey.
Yeah, I think it looks pretty good. I like the future, too. A lot of good young players on this team. And, Daniel, you won't be here next year, but we'll miss you. You've done a good job the time you've been here, and I thank you for joining me here tonight.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, Daniel Vernacci joining us. We'll be back with one more player, our final segment of the show. We'll be right back to the Antlers on ESPN 1400. All righty, we're back for our final segment of the show tonight from the Antlers, where the crowd has grown considerably since we came on the air at 6 o'clock tonight. Joining us now is Pete Spratty, senior defenseman, Rochester, Minnesota, his hometown. Number of Minnesotans on this team. You guys are kind of infiltrating Laker hockey with Minnesotans.
Yeah, you know, hockey's obviously big in Minnesota, and it's nice to have some fellow Minnesotans on the team.
Now, you've had a season where you've been in and out of the lineup a little bit. You've been in it for the most part in recent games and have done a pretty good job. You had a little bit of an injury problem suffered in Vermont earlier this season back in December. But you've overcome that and been doing a good job for the Lakers on defense.
Yeah, you know, just try and step in when I can and help the team in any way. And, you know, whatever role that is, I'm fine with that. I enjoy being a team guy and, you know, being able to do anything I can to help us win.
Now, you're also, what's your major right now? You're going to pick up a degree in April?
Yes, I have a business management major with a minor in finance and economics.
Can you run a Dairy Queen when you have that business?
I don't know, maybe.
Yeah, okay. His dad runs Dairy Queens in Rochester. That's why we bring that up all the time with Pete. But, Pete, it's been an interesting finish here to the season. We talked to Daniel about this and before him drafts a little bit. It's finishing here pretty positively right now. We're playing real well. We had a hiccup when we played at Minnesota State. I don't know what happens to us when we play those guys at their building. But Michigan Tech was tough, but we played well there. And we've played really well since then. And Northern's a good team, and we come out with 3 points. Things are looking up right now heading to Ferris.
Yeah, you know, we went on a good streak earlier in the season there and then kind of had a little hiccup, like you said, against Mankato and Tech, who are both very, very good teams. And I think it just shows a lot about our team. You know, we're resilient. You know, what kind of character we have in the locker room of guys that won't quit, guys will stay positive, guys will, you know, stick to the structure, stick to the systems, and, you know, do what it takes to win.
Yeah, I think that showed on Saturday night, too. You get down 2-0 early. They got a power play goal on you, which means your PK got beat for the only time all weekend. But we came back. We got a power play goal of our own late in the first period. Gage Terrell scored 2-1. Then we go through a pretty solid second period. It stays 2-1, and Diego gets a big goal in the third period, and we finished really strong. I thought we could have won that game a number of times. Despite a couple of breakaways in there, we finished strong.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, just like I said before, it shows a lot about our team. We were down 2-0 pretty quick there, and, you know, we didn't quit. We didn't get away from our game plan. We played Laker hockey. Guys were doing the little things right, and, you know, we got rewarded for it.
Now, we go to Ferris State this weekend. That can be a tough place to play, but we did have some success against them at our place earlier this season, so it should be a good series.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we know they're a good team. We played them a long time ago, so I'm sure they're, you know, they're different than they were, but at the same time, so are we. So, you know, we're excited to get down there and play.
Yeah, we're getting some really good goaltending right now. You're part of the defensive core back there. You were paired with Matt McArdle for quite a bit of the earlier part of this season. Now Matt's out with injury. You got a new partner out there, but things look pretty good. We did a pretty good job this weekend for the most part defensively.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we try and, you know, limit the other team's grade A's every night, you know, to, you know, very, very little, very few, try and help Gordy out as much as we can. And, you know, some things happen, like was mentioned before about the breakaways, and that's just tightening up, you know, maybe it's communication or, you know, the position of your stick, a little bump here and there, and, you know, it all adds up, so.
Well, it's been an interesting season, and it's been an interesting 4 years for you, too. I know you came out of Fairbanks. That's where you played your junior hockey for the Ice Dogs, and it goes by in a hurry, doesn't it? I mean, in 4 years, it seems like you guys just got here, and you're going to be leaving us here.
Yeah, you know, it's crazy. We were just sitting over there talking with the other seniors while Daniel's up here, and we remember standing on that goal line watching Minardo, McParlin, all those guys go through talking about, you know, senior songs and which one are you going to do? And all of a sudden, you know, it's here and we're, you know, sending them to Eddie Bishop there to be ready to be played. So it was crazy.
Yeah, it's it doesn't take long for all this to happen. And in case you're wondering, we're not going to have Austin or Bryce join us tonight. We had both those guys on with us on the weekend. They were on between periods, and Austin joined me on Saturday morning for Coach's Corner as well. So I think Austin's sick of answering questions at this point, but you guys have all done a good job. This is a great senior crew. The leadership that's got to come more from example than from talk, and I think you're all pretty good at that.
Yeah, you know, we have a great class. We all work hard. We take pride in what we do. We take pride in being leaders, no matter what that means, little things on and off the ice, doing extra. And, you know, Coach always talks about it, but we want to leave the program in a better place than when we got here. And as you mentioned, the last time we won the Capo Cup was our freshman year, so it was incredible to come back and win that again.
Well, the last time we beat Ferris State at Ferris is 2008, so let's do something about that too. That
sounds like a good plan to me.
All right, this weekend. Pete, thanks for joining me here for a few minutes on this show tonight. We're out of time from here at the Antlers. Thanks to all of the fans for taking part here tonight. All you listeners for listening in all season, we'll be back next Monday night. Another Laker hockey show right here on ESPN 1400.